This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, Fan Friday, Fun Friday. It's both.
It's Fan Friday. It's Fun Friday. It's Doc Friday.
We just came off. What a day yesterday. What a day.
What a day. Look, I have not stopped talking about that day yet, going into Greaterford and Secretary Wetzel and sitting down with people that have come to a point in their lives to where they want to share advice now. They want to give advice, right? And, bro, I'm telling you, man, it was – yesterday, it hasn't settled in to me yet, like actually really what happened when we was at that prison yesterday.
And to me, I was beyond excited because, you know, this is what I do. And right. Going into prisons and doing this is like I see this every week. I watch people say this and I see these stories. And to have someone like you go in there and transform. I mean, I can't wait for people to hear this podcast. I mean, Ray and I went into Greaterford State Prison. We had a phenomenal session with Secretary Wetzel, and we had a group of guys convicted to life in prison. They gave us wisdom that is just absolutely profound. I cannot wait for you all to hear it. You're going to hear that soon. But for me, I was really, really excited because I wanted – listen, Ray, when I opened my center – years ago in South Lake Tahoe, California, I saw this all the time. Like I saw these guys have this wisdom and I thought, look, yes, they've done some things that are wrong and they need to learn. They need to learn differently, but they also have some wisdom that is pure gold for people to listen to. So for me, it's kind of like a dream come true to kind of have this come to fruition. And there's a part of what happened yesterday that we weren't able to record, but I really want to share with our listeners out there. And that is, if you could have seen when we walked down the block, Ray, you were just walking right down talking to everybody. I mean, handshakes, hugs, people were absolutely amazed. And my soul kind of lit up because I was watching the faces of people. Oh, my goodness, that's Ray. That's really Ray. And it was so beautiful to watch. And they would come up to you and just to be able for you to just go shake their hands. I mean, you changed lives yesterday, and I watched it on their faces. I watched it. When you walked away, I would see their faces light up. They'd turn to their buddies and be like, oh, my goodness, he shook my hand. Like, it was so beautiful.
Bro, I tell you, you know, I say this a lot, man, that, you know, sometimes – people look for us, you know, for inspiration. But the inspiration that I got yesterday, looking into those guys' eyes, right? I mean, you know, just like you said, a lot of them with the hope of never getting out, but the hope of I see a face that recognizes me. And to listen to every one of those guys say, thank you for coming to see us. Just like, thank you for just walking through here, you know? And when you stop and touch him, man, you know, when that's why I was touching him, Doc, because mm-hmm. you know this, right? Men won't share a lot how much physical touch means to them. But to those men, when I put my hands on these men and grabbing their shoulders and grabbing mm-hmm. them around the back of the neck, like they felt the connection, you know, like, wow, you know, like I am still, you know, human. I'm not this thing that people think I am. I'm a human being. And I think that's the part for me. You know, it was one part that I got out of yesterday that was really, really, really deep to me. And I've been thinking about it a lot, Doc. And you know what it is? Listening to every one of those guys' story. Everybody needs to always understand that you are always seconds away from your life changing forever. You know? Like, because that's what every one of them spoke about, right? Like, every one of them was able to go back to the moment before it all went down.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Yep. And every one of them brought that moment up. So that was really deep for me to hear that. Yeah.
But I'm glad you highlighted that moment, because let's say someone's out there listening to our podcast right now and driving. If you're distracted while you're driving and you you hit somebody, I mean, we want you to be mindful. Every second matters. In any given moment, something can happen. And in a second, lives can change. So yep. I really like you pinpointing that.
Yeah, because I mean, look, you think about it, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves, Doc. I mean, it drives me crazy to see people text and drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, Doc, it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. I mean, people now got their phones on their steering wheel now. You know, it's like a part of the steering wheel, and it's like, and it's like people are they're at home in a car, but they don't realize how quickly that second can change everything, Doc. Yes. Everything. And Doc, and I'm gonna tell you, I see a personal experience. I had this is a while ago when I had my Bentley, and I was coming home, and I was in Florida, and I was at a red light, and I was bringing something back to the house, and I got a text, and so I looked at the text. And when I looked at the text, you know, I kind of like, you know, kind of glanced. I didn't totally look up. So I kind of glanced. So when I saw the car move, like I just pulled my foot off the gas. Pulled my foot off the brake. But you know, the Bentleys are heavy, heavy cars. So when you pull your foot off the brake, it's just gonna go. Doc, I pulled my foot off the brake, and when I tell you, I hit this guy so hard in the back, and I didn't realize that he had stopped. And the reason why he had stopped, because somebody was crossing the walkway. And I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh, Doc, let me tell you something. Honest God and truth, that was the last time I ever texted in a car. Like, I was like, uh-uh. That was my warning. It'll never happen again.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at people and I know how in seconds you think you can react and pull your eyes back up, and you think you have the ability to do it, but you actually don't. You don't, Doc. And when it's too late, it's too late.
You're right. Yeah. So this is something so my wife and daughter, I'm telling you first and foremost, 100%, I was guilty of this for the longest time. I was texting and driving. I'm telling you, I was guilty as charged. And then my wife and daughter begging me, please stop, don't do that. So I said, all right, listen, I'm going to make a promise. I'm not going to do it. So I stopped doing it, period. I stopped doing it. And there was a moment where I got a text and I remembered that promise, and I did not look. I put the phone. I didn't touch it. I didn't even look at the text to read it. I just saw it came up on my phone and flashed. And listen to what happened, Ray. This is how the universe works. I did not look at it. And because I did not look at it and I kept my eyes on the road, there was a jogger, and she was in kind of all dark gear, so you really couldn't see her. It was at night. And I was like, thank goodness I didn't text, because had I texted in that moment, I could have swerved off. She was barely on the road. And I'm telling you, Ray, I thought, my goodness, this was divine intervention for me to be able to listen and have that wake-up call. So, yes, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that part up. Seconds can change a person's life.
Seconds, man. And yesterday, it changed my perspective on life all over again. One of the reasons why is because after we got done with our session, in my mind, I was already preparing for what's next. Drive back to New York, got a meeting the next morning, head home. So I'm planning for that, right? I'm planning for the next moves because I got freedom.
Mm. Mm.
There is no freedom from where we left, Doc.
Yep. Yeah.
Doc, that's wow. That's if reality don't get no more real, that's as real as reality is gonna get.
Yep.
Like, yep. And you got to think about the peace that each one of these men had come to. Doc, you got to remember, there was people talking about this 34 years, this 38 years, this 42 years. This I've been in here since I was 15.
Yep.
You know? So you talk about people going in there, but let me give you something else about every one of those men. Look, I'm not condoning nothing they did. Whatever they did, right? And that's why they're in there.
Right.
But those are some strong individuals, Doc. 40 years later to
yep.
still be standing and have your sanity enough to not check out, not commit suicide, not, you know, become another violent offender in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's just a whole different thought process, man.
Oh, completely. And I really, listen, there's a guy who I run groups with, and he is convicted to life in prison. And again, in PA, life means life. So in this one prison I'm in, this guy, he's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal leader. And he says to guys all the time, he looks at them and says, look, do you know how many people in the last 35 years I've seen check out? And the fact that you're not checked out, the fact that you're still here to come to these meetings to do this, you know, the strength that takes. So you're absolutely right. And look, I know we got to go to break soon, but I here's something I want to highlight. I want to come back to something that you said earlier, which I think is so powerful about you, and I watched it like in complete fruition yesterday, which is that power of touch. I think so many times as men, we think, oh, you know, that we don't realize or value the power of touch. But by you grabbing those men on their shoulders, by shaking hands with them, by hugging, like – the difference here's the way I would kind of phrase it for people. You were able to physically pass energy. I do it too. We're able to physically pass energy when we connect with another human being. And my goodness, I wish people could watch that because it was absolutely unreal.
Because, you know, the word, the line that I kept giving each one of those men was be light amongst darkness. Continue to be light. Like, because let's just be honest. Now, I mean, I just want to be real with people so you can understand this, right? It's a totally different conversation when you're walking in there looking at people and you know that they've done something bad and you know that they're never getting out. So this is a harsh reality. You deal with it every day, Doc, but it's a harsh reality. And that's why I just kept encouraging those men. And that's why I told them at the end of that, I can't wait for people to hear kind of how I wrapped that up, but told him that God ain't finished with you yet. Mm-hmm. Like, he can use your story. He can take your story to a whole nother level, because at the end of the day, I don't care if you're in jail or out of jail, at the end of the day, if you found peace with him, if you have totally transformed and changed your life, then you will see a better day.
Listen, I'm so unbelievably just awed by you, because you are where you are in life. You know, where you are and what you've accomplished, you could literally just say, okay, I'm good, I'm out, and you don't ever have to do any of this stuff. That's why, to me, it's so special to be connected to you, because to watch you know that you didn't have to be in there. Secretary Wetzel said it. You barely get anybody coming into this prison from the outside. You're not getting professional players coming in here. You might get one, you might get two, maybe. But to actually get somebody to come in there, let alone the status that you have as a legend to come in there. It impacted people's lives. I love every second of standing side by side with you, for you to be dialed in on this issue when there is so much, there's so much there. This is what my career is about. I can't even tell you. I can't tell our audience how blown away I am at the power and the impact that Ray had yesterday. I cannot wait. My understanding is that May 8th is when you're going to get to hear this. It's going to be phenomenal when you actually get to listen to it. I promise you, you won't blink from a moment of it. I don't even know if you'll take a breath. You might just not even gasp the whole time. Look, we're going to take a quick break, take a deep breath, listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business, because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we're back. It's Fan Friday, and I know that we just came from something so powerful yesterday, and I was in a different prison today, and I was talking to some guys, and I talked to a guy who had been down 41 years. He's a juvenile lifer, and the wisdom that he was giving me today about the entire idea of prison was huge, absolutely huge. I had one guy today tell me, Ray, he said, look, when I first got my sentence, 21 to 50 years, he said, people told me, fall back. Don't even worry about doing programs till you get too close to the end. And he's thinking, really? I'm supposed to fall back for 20 years and not grow? And it just, he said, I grew on my own, but had I just listened to people, I would have just sat back and done what? He said, played basketball, lifted weights, got into gang activity for what? So we really need to think the whole thing. That's why, like, I love your passion and power to come through it. So just huge, huge stuff.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Well, let's go into the questions.
Yeah, definitely. Jared, we got a great question from Jared. He was super grateful. He's, talk about this being an inspirational podcast to him. He listens to it in the mornings on his way to work to start his day. So we absolutely love that. We appreciate that, Jared. He works in the health policy arena in D.C., and he's noticed this, and this is really powerful. He noticed that people are very siloed in their thinking, and it seems to be a major reason as to why nothing ever gets done when people come here for help. So he says he has a huge passion for mental and behavioral health issues, and he feels like the only way we can get anything done is if we break people away from their silos and listen to each other, even if they have a different opinion. So here's his question, Ray. He says, how can I, or what can we as policymakers do to break those silos and bring people to the table to listen to each other's ideas? Man, Jared, that is a phenomenal question. First of all, thanks for being a true listener. And we really have some answers for you here, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, I would love for you to jump on this, because I'm gonna go a route that I know is going to Like we're going to have to add a little bit more to it. And that is for me, I'm like, just keep being an example. But I know that just ain't it, right? We got to give him kind of more. So I'm going to let you jump on it.
I want to jump on it. I do, because first of all, here's the thing, Jared. Listen, I think the first thing you have to do, Jared, is get out and listen to yourself. In other words, you have to start the conversations, because sometimes people don't even know what they don't know. And here's what I mean by that. If you begin the conversation, there was a guy who talked about, who wrote a book about the courage to teach. And he said, when there are so many teachers in isolated classrooms, right? Just like the silos, Jared, that you explained, they're in their own classrooms and teachers just don't get together enough to be able to talk about what they're doing that works, that doesn't work, to really impact our youth. And I would encourage you to think about that same idea. If there are people in silos, Jared, and you're noticing this, then I believe that the onus is on you to make that change, right? You can't control them, but you can control you. So to walk into someone's office, sit down, and then here's what I'm talking about. Listen, as exactly what Ray just said. Lead by example. Listen, listen, listen. And here's what I have found, Jared. Sometimes by listening, when people start talking, they don't even realize, like I said, what they don't know. So as they start talking, they talk out the insufficiencies of their perspectives. So they start saying, well, oh, I guess as I'm talking this out, maybe there is this gap, and maybe we do need this gap. I mean, maybe we need this field. So when you begin that conversation, that changes stuff.
This is one thing I was talking about this morning, and this kind of relates everything to what Jay is talking about, right? Because the only way that you can ever, ever change anybody is by being the example. Doc, at the end of the day, I understand what you're saying. How do you get it? How you influence them? People are paying attention to you more than you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't think people really understand. Like sometimes, man, you can break. Oh, my gosh. I used to break people simply by doing what when they thought I wasn't watching, but they thought that may have been an act. Actually, it's just who I am. Yeah. Like some people will look for it. Right. And they would like, man, let me watch him. But then some people question, you know, then you got your everyday haters and you got all of this. But when you walk a certain way, when you live a certain way, when you actually start to listen more than you talk, you become more effective in life.
Yep.
You can then move the way people will never imagine you're moving because of the wisdom to shut up. Sometimes it takes wisdom to shut up, Doc.
But that's it. That is exactly it. That's what I'm trying to convey to Jared here. By walking in and doing just exactly what you said, Ray, which is you lead by example. So you walk in, Jared, and you sit in someone's office and you say, so tell me about your perspective. Like, I really want to listen and genuinely want to listen. Like, listen. Don't listen thinking, oh, I'm going to wait till this person's done and then I'm going to tell them my perspective. Because anytime you listen with an end goal in mind, you're not really listening. To truly listen, to truly learn, to understand that enlightenment comes from anyone, anywhere, at any time, that means to listen openly and understand that that person, Jared, might share something with you that knocks you off your feet and says, oh my goodness, I never thought about it that way. So when you go in and lead by example by listening like that, my goodness, people are like, wow, this guy's really he wants to listen to me. And then that's going to motivate them just the way people watched Ray and they watch you, Ray, and they say, I want to learn by watching you. That's what's going to happen.
But I'm telling you, like when you walk in a room, be able to look at that room for 5 seconds and be able to tell anybody what they're wearing, where they're standing, be aware. Like, just wake up and be aware that I promise you that when you start to listen, when you start to really just understand, like, what's going on around you and all of that, you can choose from that moment to be a light amongst any room that you're in.
Yep.
And that's where you start to become and use your awareness, Jared, because that's when you can see things that may need fixing, but sometimes the only way to fix them is with a smile. Sometimes the only way to transform people and make people is to just be nice. Sometimes, man, you know, like sometimes it ain't always us trying to say, let me go fix this problem. sometimes the problem being fixed is by simply you changing your attitude towards the problem and then addressing it by minding your own business.
I will. There's nothing with my entire being. There's nothing I could possibly agree with more than that. I agree with every ounce of that. The energy. And I want to circle this whole thing back as we wind this down. I want to circle this whole thing back to if I wish you could have, anybody could have been a fly on the wall to watch the energy that Ray gave to everyone who was incarcerated yesterday as he walked down the block, because that was a living, breathing example of passing energy along. Not even, yes, there were some words said, but even with the people that weren't words said, just the body language, the energy that was passed along to people was absolutely beautiful and life-changing. And I truly believe that, Ray, I believe that with all of me, that when we change our energy, we impact other people.
That's what I mean when I'm walking through these jails yesterday. And I realized, think about this, I realized that most of these men will never see light ever again outside from a jail. So I'm saying, really? There's really not nothing I can per se say to them, but guess what I can give them? I can walk through here and give them nothing but power from just light, just be light. And when I was touching them, I touched this one, and he said, "Man, your chest, man, you remember?" Remember, he grabbed me. He was like, "Man, yep. Like if I could just feel you, man, you know." And I'm like, he's feeling how pure I am in my intentions. I'm not there to judge. I'm not there to look at them and say, "Oh, you guys messed up and y'all in a bad place, so let me tell y'all." No. I met them exactly where they were. Yep. And sometimes that's the key to life, meeting people exactly where they are. Because when you do, when you remove judgmental thoughts, when you remove the controlling aspect of who we are to say, "Go say this, go say that." And when you humble yourself to say, "All I will speak from is my actions." Every time I touch one of these men, they will know how much I feel, because they will feel my heart. They will feel my chest. They will feel the strength of my hands to grab them and hold them. Yeah, brother.
I believe it.
Yeah, doc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it, and I watched it. And, you know, it's interesting because you and I are so similar. That's why we do what we do. We get so many people right into the show, call in, talk about how we are just, the two of us just sound so much alike. And honestly, it's because yesterday watching you do it, like I know I do that. I know I sat there, for instance, when we're in the group and I constantly meditate on people, you know, and I'm focused and dialed in on them and I'm just sending them good energy as they're speaking. And I know that you're doing similar stuff. And to be able to watch you and the way your energy impacted them, listen, it was so beautiful. I'm so excited for our listeners. May 8th, you're going to want to tune in, because unbelievable. I'm telling you, you won't peel yourself away from this. But I love Fan Friday. I love the questions. Jared, we appreciate your question. You know, you step into people, do exactly what you want done, but don't do it with the intention to be heard. Do it with the intention to hear. And when you do that, man, things can change.
Yeah, that's it, man. Look, Fan Friday is always a good day, because we can always send somebody else into a weekend. But you know me, Doc, I always have a challenge for people.
Yep.
and my challenge is this week, this weekend, is to just understand how grateful you really should be. Like, oh my gosh, like, if you have opportunity, if you still got air in your lungs, if you still got the will to get up, then we gonna stay in the fight. We gotta stay in the fight. And you know what we gotta be prepared for? We gotta make sure that we prepare for when we don't have the right mentor, or don't have the right father figure, or don't have the right environment, because then we still got to make the right decisions.
I just said this today. So I was standing in front of a group of inmates today, and I said, listen, a guy was complaining to me about the officers, and I said, look, you and I, we could sit here and come up with the greatest solutions in the history of the world for all the officers on planet Earth, but not a single officer is in this room right now, so nobody's going to hear it. So at the end of the day, you have a choice. We can focus on what they can change, and that won't mean anything, or we can focus on what you can change, and that will mean everything. And we said, let's dial in, let's focus on what you can change, because that's at the end of the day, it's all you're going to do. I love your challenge to everybody, Ray, to be grateful, because that's really what it's all about.
That's it, man. That's it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I always tell you all the time, find one life to look in their eyes and make sure that they're going down the opposite path. Find one life to just stare in their eyes. Because I saw eyes yesterday. I saw things yesterday that I tell you, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for simple things in life. I'm grateful for kids. I'm very grateful for being a father. I'm grateful for being a provider. I'm grateful for just being someone that people looked up to. Like, I'm grateful for that people are able to look at me and say, you know what, that's a stand-up person. Man, that's something that speaks volume, you know, that you walk around this earth, and not that you're perfect, not that you've lived this so great life, not that you have a bunch of money, because of who I am and what people see. That's what I'm grateful for, man. So have a happy weekend, Doc. Bless yourself. Bless you out in the world. Thank you for just joining us on Tackling Life, because I think we're trying to go places and doing things, and we're being transformed ourselves by going on this journey. And so, Doc, I've always told you I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm always excited to be on this journey with you, my man.
100%. I'm honored in a way that I'll never be able to fully express to our listeners, because the legend Ray Lewis is more than anything you will ever know. To be able to watch that, to be able to see him change those lives, my goodness, that was beautiful. Look, in life, you can live in memory or you can live in inspiration. And our hope for you is that you live in inspiration. Pay attention to Ray's challenge. Focus on gratitude. Thank you so much for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. If you want more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You can find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe, and you'll get 2 all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. And when you visit our website, you're going to find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. And as you see every Fan Friday, we're going to respond, and we're going to respond to a couple of your emails. So for definitely reach out, or your calls. You can call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. And look, if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.